April 1, Angel Guards. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Psalm 34:7. If the curtain could be rolled back and each one could discern the constant activities of the heavenly family to preserve the inhabitants of the earth from Satan's seductive wiles, lest in their careless attitude they should be led astray through satanic strategy, they would lose the large degree of their self-confidence and self-assurance. They would see that the armies of heaven are in continual warfare with satanic agencies to obtain victories in behalf of those who do not sense their danger and who are passing on in unconscious indifference. Angels are belting the world, refusing Satan his claims to supremacy made because of the vast multitude of his adherents. We hear not the voices, we see not with the natural sight the work of these angels, but their hands are linked about the world, and with sleepless vigilance they are keeping the armies of Satan at bay until the sealing of God's people shall be accomplished. The ministers of Jehovah, angels, have skill and power and great strength, being commissioned to go forth from heaven to earth to minister to his people. They are given the work of keeping back the raging power of him who has come down like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When we surrender all we have and are to God and are placed in trying and dangerous positions, coming in contact with Satan, we should remember that we shall have victory in meeting the enemy in the name and power of the conqueror. Every angel would be commissioned to come to our rescue when we thus depend upon Christ, rather than that we should be permitted to be overcome. But we need not expect to get the victory without suffering, for Jesus suffered in conquering for us. The angels of God are communicating with and guarding his people, and are pressing back the powers of darkness that they shall not have any control over those who shall be heirs of salvation. Are we working in harmony with the angels? This is the line of communication the Lord has established with the children of men.